This is Morning Edition. A 40-year-old environmental justice situation that involved racial discrimination, broken promises, and mistrust has finally been put to rest. As Leonid Inge reports, all of the last sewer lines have been laid in the historically black Rogers Road neighborhood in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Orange County.
The Reverend Robert Campbell lives across the street from the Rogers Road Neighborhood Center. Kids are always there playing inside and outside. The center has only been there for a few years, but Campbell has lived in the neighborhood since getting out of the military after serving in the Vietnam War.
I came out here, bought me a piece of property, and we're here. Been here ever since 1973, but grew up knowing Rogers Road, and a lot of my classmates and friends lived out here.
This land has a history going back to the 1700s. Black farmers worked the land for generations. Campbell, who is 70 years old, has fond memories of the neighborhood. Christmas pageants at a nearby church, Easter egg hunts, and summer picnics.
I grew up coming out here and fell in love with the place.
But it has not always been easy living out here on the outskirts of town.
Do I smell something a little bit like
Yes, you do.
What do I smell?
You're smelling a mixture of two different things. Number one, you're smelling the results of failed septic tank systems. You also is smelling the result of methane gas that is still coming out of the landfill.
My nose is new to this community, but Campbell, who heads the Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association, says it smells 70% better than it used to on hot summer days like this one. Earlier this month, the Orange Water and Sewer Authority, or OWASA, announced the completion of 3.5 miles of sewer service to the historic, predominantly black neighborhood. Many residents and elected officials say it's finally time to celebrate. Campbell agrees, but it's hard to forget the promises the towns of Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Orange County made to residents.
There was a promise made in 1972. If you take the landfill, we're going to give you all the basic amenities. We're going to bring paved roads out here. We're going to bring lights. We're going to bring sidewalks. We're going to bring municipal water and municipal sewage. We're going to bring all those things.
Did that happen?
That didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger says the Rogers Road community was almost purposefully caught in the crosshairs of three governmental jurisdictions. And every couple of years, a new group of politicians had to be brought up to speed on what to do.
I came in and I was on one of the task forces as a school board member, and I had no clue. This was on the opposite side of town from me. I didn't know the story and the history. I got educated. That task force made some recommendations and then was put on a shelf.
Years later, a series of events would finally happen. Two landfills would be shut down by 2013. And then a year later, the new community center opened, a much easier and cheaper task than constructing water and sewer lines. Penny Rich chairs the Orange County Commission, but was on the OWASA board almost 20 years ago when she became aware of the water and sewer problems at Rogers Road. Rich says there came a time when the community just didn't trust them anymore.
Rightfully so. I mean, we kept on telling them that we were going to do things, and it just did not happen. So, that's kind of combination, money and the will to actually get it done.
It costs more than $5 million to put in the sewer lines. Each town and the county are responsible for their share. Each of the 86 landowners will also have to pay thousands of dollars to be connected. And with new water and sewer lines and new zoning comes another issue. The residents who live in the Rogers Road neighborhood might now have to worry about gentrification. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.